This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crested Butte officials tonight are considering painting a Black Lives Matter mural on a main commercial street. Mayor Jim Schmidt says some residents are afraid of offending other residents.
I think they overemphasized that, for instance, with marijuana sales. People were afraid if we had regular marijuana sales, recreational marijuana, that we would never see a Texas or Oklahoma plate again. I don't think that's happened.
Crested Butte is nearly 97% white. The 139,000-acre Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is now 87% contained. CPR's Thina Sieg reports.
Thanks to cooler temperatures and rain in the area, firefighting efforts are expected to demobilize by the end of the week. For now, nearly 400 firefighters are still working the fire, doing mostly repair work. Officials say they're not expecting the fire to grow due to the wet weather. But they also warn that rain could cause debris slides and that drivers should be careful on dirt roads. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The RTD Bus and Train Operators Union says the Denver Area Transit Agency proposes cutting more than 800 positions. Union President Lance Longenbaum.
Once we let these people go, we won't get them back, and we will cripple ourselves for being able to respond to any kind of service needs.
RTD did not respond to a request for a comment. 32 in Denver, 30 in Vail, 39 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.